Morning. We have a guest joining us here in our studios. Steve Livengood is with us here this morning, and he is going to be speaking on behalf of the Arise Group that owns the, well, the old armory here in Atlantic, the American Legion Memorial Building. We're going to talk a little bit about some work that needs to be done there. How are you, Steve?
Very good. Yourself?
Well, I'm good. Sounds like I'm better than the American Legion Memorial Building these days.
Well, it's not so leaky in here, probably, no.
That's kind of part of the problem. That derecho that came through here a couple of years ago did plenty of damage to a lot of things, and the old armory didn't escape the damage.
It did not. It actually picked up the roof on the garage and slapped it up against the south side of the building and then blew it over the top of the building. So, it broke a lot of windows, and we've replaced it with some of the highest quality plywood that we could have found inside the garage.
Yeah, that doesn't sound appealing or effective.
It's not, and not pretty very easy. No, it's not good.
No. So that's really what we wanted to visit about. I know you're working on a bit of a fundraising effort to try to raise some money to be able to complete those bits of work that need to be done, and that's it's a tall task.
It is. It's a huge issue. I mean, we're looking at 32 windows. I just did some rough math. The square footage is like replacing 13 garage doors with glass. It's just massive amount of windows.
And they're not easy necessarily to get to.
No, unfortunately, there's not a one of them where you can stand on the ground and replace it. All of them are on the second floor, and some of them are a floor above the second floor. There's a basketball gymnasium inside that building, and they're basically on the top side of that court. So long ways up off the floor. Can't do it from the outside either.
Take some work. I know you've got some local help to get this project done.
Oh, yes, yes. We're trying to get it done locally, of course, because the mobilization, the logistics, I mean, I can't even imagine how big the truckload is going to be of all the windows. And, yeah, you've got to get them all done at once. You can't just do one and then order one and do one, and you've got to do it all at once.
And you're able to get this done relatively soon?
No. No. Everybody is also looking for workers to do this. This is going to take some specialized trainees, you know, not the new guy that you just hired. It's going to take a lot of manpower in order to get it done because of the heights that we're talking about. So, no, the chances of just getting it done right away are pretty slim.
Talk about the building a little bit. Some folks understand the history that it's had. It's got a rich history. It's got a long history.
It really does. To me, it's always been the armory. That's the reason I'm here in town, because the National Guard had it as an armory. But it's been doing a lot of things before and even while it was an armory. It is a National Historic Site. In the National Historic Sites, it's either what it is or what happened there. You know, think the pyramids. I don't know if they're National Historic Sites or not, but they're the only ones that are pyramids. Or what happened there. Think Dealey Plaza. You know, that's what happened there. The Armory, the American Legion Memorial Building, is more a what happened there than what it is. It's been modified a bunch, you know, so it's not really an original building. The front of it kind of is. Actually, the front's not either, I guess. It's got the different steps on the front, but it's what happened there, and lots of stuff happened there.
Lots of stuff of local significance and of national significance.
Correct. The National Guard used to meet there. Back in the day when they met there, they thought they were going to camp one year, and instead they went to World War II. That's kind of a thing. Lawrence Welk played there. For you folks that don't know who Lawrence Welk is, I don't know, just Googling. The Harlem Globetrotters played there. It does have a full-size basketball court on the inside. They used to have a thing called the Spring Fling that was there. It predates the schools in town. So if you wanted to have a prom or a dance or anything, that's where you went to do it.
Well, we don't. That history is all documented for the most part as well. I mean, it's kind of a museum piece.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have two museums down there. Really, what? We can't just do it with one? No, we have two museums. We have a military museum, and we have a local history museum, the Atlantic History Center. The military museum is not just military stuff, and we know who this stuff belongs to. It's you know, local residents' things. We also have a military library. I don't know. It's really hard to tell. I'm actively and always looking for VCR players. What? Yes, because we have a tremendous amount of videotapes down there. We have military books. We have reference books. We don't have an awful lot of fiction books. It's mostly a reference place.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of things, a lot of reasons for folks to use it. A lot of people still do use the facility.
It is. It's there. We have, I think there's 5 or 6 veterans groups. They exist here in town, but they don't have a place. We have the American Legion. Ironically, the American Legion doesn't own the American Legion Memorial Building. They built it, but that was 100 years ago. So they meet there. The VFW meets there. The AMVETS meet there. The Civil Air Patrol meets there. The Sons of the Union Veterans Civil War, they all meet there. And then we just have people that meet there also. We've got family reunions and wedding receptions and graduations, and it's a happening kind of place.
Yeah, you've been able to do enough renovations in certain areas of that building to be able to make it usable for groups and organizations to be able to see. All of that goes by the wayside if you can't keep the water and the weather out.
Yeah. You know, we had a boiler that heated the building. In order to heat the building, is 500 gallons of water boiled, and it went through the radiators. They didn't worry about air conditioning until they put the computers in. Then they started putting air conditioners in individual rooms. So we took out the boiler and put in heat pumps, and we have 5 of them down there right now. So all of the area is heated or air conditioned except the largest area in the building, the drill floor. It is not. All of the buildings, the rooms have had the windows replaced with glass blocks or thermal panes or removed, except the drill floor. It's the last place. It was the first place to get the water in it when the roof started leaking, but we got a new roof on it too. So, and this is terribly expensive work. I mean, we can't hardly do anything without $75,000 to $100,000. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and I get it. There are a lot of folks constantly looking for funds for different projects and things. That's part of the nature of being in a small community. We are all trying to help each other out. But this is a piece of our future, or a piece of our history. Hopefully it's a piece of our future, but we need to take care of it to make that happen. So you're looking for funding, you're looking for donations, you're looking for folks to step up.
We are. I've said $80,000. Like, where do you come up with that money at? I've got an estimate from October of last year, 1 year ago, and that estimate was $63,000. Well, okay, that's quite a ways from 80. Yeah, that was also a year ago. So remember how things went up a year ago. So it's a tremendous amount of money. As I said earlier, we can't really do, well, let's just do the south side, or let's just do, it's a package deal. It's kind of like, I don't know, making a cake and you're just going to do the top half and not the bottom half. You have to do the whole thing, and it's expensive.
Yeah, insurance just isn't going to cover it all.
Insurance is not going to cover it all. The insurance for the actual derecho itself, the place where the plywood is covering, there's 21 panes of glass in each window. It didn't break out all the panes of glass. It didn't break out all the windows. And so that was just to replace those individual panes of glass. I'm thinking that doesn't really make a lot of sense to put panes of glass in highly inefficient windows, which are going to have to be replaced anyhow. So we took the money, saved it, and it's part of the money that we can use in order to buy the windows. That window replacement would do 2 out of the 32.
Well, and the good news is it is a nonprofit organization, according to a tax code. Therefore, any donations
are tax deductible, 100% okay. Tax deductible. Absolutely.
As we get toward the end of the year, some folks at times are looking at their tax situation, looking for maybe some things, some opportunities
to
be able to.
We'd be happy to give you a receipt for your donation. Absolutely.
You're looking for money, I mean, obviously.
Yes.
You're not looking for any kind of donations of help or labor or anything.
Not really, no. It's technical work. It's dangerous work. No, this is, we call it PIK or PIK, payment in kind. Mm-hmm. No, we really don't need some window shades instead of, and we don't need some, you know, a glazing compound. What we need is the cash.
You bet. Yeah. How do folks make those donations?
Well, probably the easiest way is to mail it to us, to ARISE. That stands for the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, but just put down ARISE. And our P.O. Box is really easy to remember. We have P.O. Box 1 here in Atlantic at 522 is the zip code. We accept checks made to come out to ARISE, cash if you think you want to do that, however you can do it, and and any amount helps. Sure, if you can write me an $80,000 check, that would be wonderful. But on the other hand, if I had 80,000 people that wrote me a dollar check, oh well, anyhow, every little bit helps.
Take it any way you can get it, that's for sure. And, you know, realistically, if you wander through the building and look at some of the displays that you have there, it's pretty hard to believe that many of the families in the area haven't been touched in some way by that armory over time.
It is. We have the dog tags as our primary fundraiser that we do. It's like the bricks that you see on the sidewalks at the fairgrounds or something like that. We do the dog tags instead. It's a military kind of building, so that's why we did that. And we have 370-some of those dog tags. That is probably the way to memorialize whoever you'd want to. And that's not veterans. That's anybody. They're for businesses, they're for organizations, they're for families, they're for veterans, however you want to do it. And of course, your donation would be awarded or be donated, or how am I going to say, documented toward that dog tag. So yeah, your name will be there.
Okay, very good. And maybe you want to stop down and check it out if you haven't been there in a while, or you haven't been to a meeting or an organizational opportunity there, or just a party that's held there, check out some of those displays. Because as I say, you probably are going to see something that you were involved in, maybe a family member who's got something donated there. It's pretty wide-ranging.
It does. I just finished, I think that was last month, building what I called Archive 3. That would be the third room that we keep our stuff in. Obviously, everything cannot be on display, and so we've required three rooms just to store the stuff that's not on display. So there's a lot of stuff down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, if you can help out, they'd sure appreciate any donations. You can send those to Arise at Post Office Box 1, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022, and do it soon, I suppose, so we can get that work done.
We have to buy the stuff before the price goes up, which I think is happening later on today.
Yesterday, yeah, exactly. All right, very good. Steve Livengood with us this morning, representing the Arise Group and the efforts to raise some funds for those repairs to the old armory, the American Legion Memorial Building. Thanks for coming by this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.